The weather is getting warmer here in Boston, finally, and I'm sure wherever you are in the world, you guys experience the same thing. The second the sun comes out, the second it gets warm, everyone says goodbye to jackets and sweaters and starts wearing spring and summer fits for the rest of time. I don't care if it gets rainy. I don't care if it gets colder again. I'm in spring and summer fits because I'm standing in my power. And I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul this year because it just felt fitting with a new era. And obviously, I want high quality pieces, but I don't want to spend a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and now I have a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Because these are high quality pieces, they're staying in my wardrobe. The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and they even show you on the website how much you're saving, which is awesome. Quince partners directly with top factories, cutting out the costs of the middleman and passes those savings on to us. I recently got a really, really nice linen set of like pants and a short sleeve button up, both in white linen, which is awesome. And I know they're gonna be my staple all spring and all summer. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goals for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. quince.com/goals to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/goals. I know everyone has memories of cracking open some wonderful pistachios. I used to always throw a bag of the classic roasted, salted, wonderful pistachios in the cart when I was grocery shopping growing up. And I remember always having a bowl going in the kitchen while cracking them open. Roasted Salted is still my classic, but recently I've been trying all the flavors, and I must say, even though I love in-shell pistachios for the activity of cracking them open, Wonderful Pistachios, no shell, salt and vinegar might just be my new favorite.
Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. There's 6 grams of protein per 1 ounce serving. That's packing a protein punch. Chili roasted, honey roasted, sea salt and pepper, jalapeno lime. There are so many flavors to try out, and Wonderful Pistachios has become one of my favorite snacks recently. I need my snacks to be a good source of protein, and I love when I can eat snacks with my hands. It's easy, it's fun. What more can you ask for?
I also really like using the no-shell pistachios from Wonderful Pistachios to put on salads or rice bowls. Spring and summer salads are going to be so good. I can't wait to add the jalapeno lime ones to a fresh salad, and I've been using the chili roasted flavor on top of rice bowls recently. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more and find out where you can get Wonderful Pistachios near you. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine
and Caroline.
Fucking New Year's resolution.
Fucking New Year's resolution.
I post this on Instagram. I think this was my like very first I'm gonna start posting on Instagram post. It was like fucking New Year's resolution, blah blah blah. And I posted it last year too.
Yeah.
So now I'm gonna post it this year, but with an episode, and we're also doing a full episode on it, and I stand by this, and I will say it every year.
Yeah, New Year's is coming up, which is actually kind of crazy because I don't know. I feel like everyone feels this every year. It's like, oh my God, this year's gone by so fast. But this year feels like it's been so, so packed for me. Like if I look at any month or any phase of the year, I'm like, oh my God, I did so much. That feels like forever ago. But then at the same time, I feel like I remember last January and last February and like how prompt, like it's actually crazy. When I think back to myself last January and February, it feels like so long ago. I feel like my life has actually changed so much, but at the same time, it feels like it was yesterday. Like, that's so cliche, but it's kind of valid. But it's crazy, I guess, that it's, like, already going to be 2024. Because in my mind, I feel like everything's anchored at, like, 2019.
That is, like, no, that's actually true. And I don't think that has been the norm since, like, psychologically, if anyone is a therapist or, like, research, does brain stuff, like, you let me know. But I think people are actually stuck in 2020 because like we stopped and now people are really confused and that's not even like a lol like I you know what I mean, that's genuinely like life was moving linearly and then it just like stopped in a sense of doing things like seasons changed and stuff but you didn't do different activities and, you know, you didn't accomplish those tiny little accomplishments throughout the year that make you feel like it progressed slash you just like we didn't do stuff for a second and so everyone mentally stopped growing and then started again but like physically we continued growing so now everyone's confused.
It's interesting because like I said, like when I look at anything I'm like I am an entirely different person, I feel so different, yet part of my brain is still stuck in like it's 2019, it's 2020. Meanwhile, it's like 2024 and I feel so disconnected from that, but you know, time really does fly.
Time just goes.
Time really does fly. And so with the new year coming up, we want to talk about New Year's resolutions because there's always such a hype around New Year's resolutions. And there's all different sides to it because I do think that a change in timing, a change in environment can be a really motivating time to set new goals and to set new intentions for your life. But I also think that there are some negatives to the typical concept of a New Year's resolution. So we're going to break down the kind of things that we don't like about a New Year's resolution, the pieces of it that we think can be toxic, but then also what we suggest instead, because, you know, on the show Girls with Goals, we're not just gonna leave you with nothing.
Leave you hanging.
We're not just gonna leave you hanging, because I know a lot of people do want to set some new intentions for the new year and set some goals, and that's totally positive. So not only are we gonna break down New Year's resolutions, the good and the bad, but also kind of give you a bit of a blueprint for how we would go about setting some of these goals that are actually gonna be enjoyable and that you're actually gonna follow through with.
But before we do, highs, lows, and goals for the week. One, follow us on all the places you can keep up with some of the behind the scenes stuff and just like what we're up to, because like I said in the last episode, the things we say, like, we do in real life, and if we're talking about this something on here, it comes from real life stuff. So if you want the visual, if you want the like day-to-day, add in Catherine Kinnean on Instagram and TikTok, at Caroline Kinnean on Instagram and TikTok, and at Girls with Goals Pod for more episode announcements, episode information, like
photos, behind the scenes
rare
stuff.
Photos of the two of us, you know the drill. Merch is also available. We'll get those out for Christmas if you guys order now. Mm-hmm. Click on over. Highs, lows, and goals. As always, I just added one to the list right this very second, but surprisingly I added a low. So we'll start with my high. My high was we recorded in New York the other day. We went into the city. I love meeting people in person. Like, I love it's just so much better in mm-hmm. person, because typically if we do a guest episode or connecting with someone online, like, it's over Zoom, which is amazing.
But there's only so far you can go.
Yeah. Because we finished recording, we're like, what are you doing now? And everyone's like, do you want to hang out? And then it's good.
Yeah.
And it's just, it makes for good episodes. We recorded a great episode. And so that's going to be out in a few weeks.
To clarify, usually our interviews are on Zoom just because it's difficult to coordinate. But we did a podcast collab with another show. We did an interview swap where she happened to be in New York City at the same time as us. And so we booked a studio and got to hang out. So the face-to-face time was good.
And then my other high is that we have a ski trip coming up soon, which is, I promise, this is our last thing. And then I'm going to be seated in Boston for a bit. But we're driving up to Canada with some of our friends. I'm the driver, so like locked and loaded for a 7-hour drive from Boston. And we're going skiing. And I just bought a new snowboard, and I'm really excited to use it and to like hang out with our friends, because everyone just finished either working for the holidays or finals week, so everyone's kind of like mm-hmm. ready to hang out, and so that'll be really, really good, because we haven't seen much of them. Obviously everyone's been kind of in and out. But do you have a high of the week? My high is that I'm excited for it, and next week I'm sure there'll be highs that come out of the actual trip.
Yeah, my high was definitely being in New York City as well. We were there for 2 days. This past week we were kind of bopping around traveling. We went to Chicago first to see a couple of friends, and that was really cool because I'd never been to Chicago before and I really enjoyed it. And then we went to New York mostly for the purpose of recording that podcast episode, but we were there for 2 or 3 days and ended up having some friends who happened to be in the city at the same time. So we actually had a lot of fun. It was nice to hang out with friends in New York City and not just be totally on our own, because I feel like I go back and forth between loving New York City and hating New York City. Every time I go, I have a different experience of whether I'm like, oh, this is so dirty and landlocked and there's not enough nature, I can't do it, or being like, okay, I love the vibes, I get it. This time we had a lot of fun. We went and we walked around a Christmas market and got bagels at a pop-up bagel place.
It was literally dumping buckets.
With some girls that we're friends with from school, and then one of our best guy friends from school, he has been working in New York City, so we went and got drinks and dinner with him, had such a blast, so it was good too.
Someone made a really good point. We've seen him, like, the entire friend group, because he was, like, living in Texas for a second, and now he's in New York instead of Boston.
Well, he was in Spain, and then Texas, and then New York. He hasn't been in Boston in forever,
in
but
like
almost
a year.
Neither have we.
This is true, but we still pull up sometimes.
Yes.
When we've been in Boston recently, we've stayed at our friend's apartment, because mm-hmm. I love them, and I like hanging out there. And they had, so the it's like four girls in this apartment. Two of them are away, so they have sublets in the apartment right now. Mm-hmm. But the two sublets have since moved out. And so now there are two empty rooms, and they're like completely cleared out. There was nothing in it because the people moved out. And I was there the other night, and they're like,
let's just make the bed instead of like me sleeping on the couch or sleeping in one of their beds. I was like, let's just make a bed. And so now we're referring it, and instead of calling it our friend's room, we were like, in Catherine's room.
Oh, that's so sad, because I want to live there IRL. I really do want to live there, like, with my friends.
We made so many jokes about, like,
and Catherine and I can, like, put a bunk bed in and share a room. It's never going to happen. We couldn't survive.
That's too much time together.
Oh, I would love to live with those friends, but it's okay.
It's okay. We're going to ski trip with them. Like, it's okay. We're about to live with them.
So that was my high, was catching up with friends in New York. It was just really fun to see people and have a great time, and also being able to be there and record a cool podcast episode with someone who I've been chatting with a while about collaborating was super fun.
And it was really, she's such a good person. Like, yeah, she's such so a genuine nice. Person. Yeah. And this brings me to my low of the week, is that 99% of the time, people that we meet are great. They're amazing. They're so genuine. They're just, like, nice, good people that care a lot about others and, like, what we do. Mm. We did, however, meet someone that was just like, thought they were better than us, like, had such an ego, like, wouldn't, we were having a conversation, yeah. And I was like, about the same thing, like, we had the same experience with things, and I was trying to have a conversation, and she would, like, if I started speaking, she would just not listen or change the subject or just, like, wouldn't yeah. care. And I was like, this, it just felt so yeah. uncomfortable, and I was like, no one in this room is better than anyone else, like, yeah. no one in general is, like, better than anyone else. And it was crazy. It was yeah. so uncomfortable. I'm like, there's no reason to be a bitch. Like, there really yeah. isn't at the end of the day. And so it was so nice to meet the girl that we recorded with, who is just such a genuinely nice person, and we had such a good time.
Yeah. Yeah, this is true. Most of the time, especially since we're, like, in the health and wellness space, the majority of people that we meet and that we work with are amazing, whether it's at an event or people we're doing podcast interviews with, and we've met so many great people and great friends through social media. Sometimes, though, people can have egos. I think that's, in my opinion, the least attractive quality in a person, is when they have a big ego and it leads them to not only think internally that they're better than other people, but then treat them that way. Like, yeah. No, you know, I'm like, look, at the end of the day, we all have our own thoughts. You can think that you're better than somebody in your head, but don't brush people off. Don't treat people differently. Don't, like, roll your eyes and act like you're better than
yeah,
them.
Like, so don't, that's always, don't act
like,
up.
Annoying when you meet people like that, and you're like, we have so much in common. We could really bond over this and be friends.
Especially
over
when we were talking about
out.
Podcast things. Yeah. Because if someone, I mean, we've had friends be like, do you want to call, like, can we meet and, like, talk about podcasts? I want to start a podcast. Someone who's never started a podcast before, I'm like, absolutely.
Right.
Let's talk about it. Like, we're on an even playing field.
And treat them no differently than somebody than who someone, has yeah. a bigger show than we do.
And I don't know. It's just crazy. Because yeah. anyone, like, why do you want other people? Why are you trying to put other people down?
Yeah. But I guess it just shows you, like, whatever, you don't, in the world, you can choose who you associate with and choose who you want to be friends with. So when you meet someone like that, like, you're able
you
to make the
along.
Decision to just move yeah. along and not be bothered, because,
like,
you really
eat
don't
it,
have
eat
to.
It in the moment yeah. and then move along and
yeah.
and do your thing. Anyway, that was my low.
My low of the week is that I had minor ear surgery. So.
Oh my God.
No, but you have to understand, it hurts. So
she texted our friends going into surgery now in a group chat. No one knew that she was getting like a keloid scar removed off of
oh
her
my
ear.
God.
And everyone's like, are you okay? She's like,
no, yeah. I think I explained it. I didn't just say going into
oh my
surgery.
God,
I said
no,
having minor
such a funny
ear
text.
Surgery. Yeah, of course.
You said having minor surgery.
On my ear. So I have
having
a lot of
surgery,
cartilage
yes.
piercings on both ears. I've been accumulating them. You know, I used to always want a helix piercing, like, as a 16-year-old girl does. Finally, my parents let me get them. I went with my dad. I remember it so vividly. Daddy-daughter day, we went and got my ear pierced.
It's iconic.
Two helix. It was iconic. And that's all I had for, like, about a year or so. Everything was fine. And then about a year later, they started getting, like, keloid scars around them. And this was upsetting, but I said, you know what, whatever, it was probably a bad piercer, I'm just gonna keep getting piercings because I like them. So that was on my left ear. Then I got a conch on my left ear. It was my favorite piercing. Then I got a few on my right ear in various places. My right ear has been totally fine. My left ear, the conch, also a year later after I got it, starts getting a heinous keloid scar on the front and on the back. So now my left ear, around every single piercing I have, just has all this extra scar tissue, and it's really, really ugly. And it got to the point where the conch,
you can't see
which
it
is,
though,
like,
unless you're, like,
yeah,
looking at it.
But it was bothersome to me because I couldn't, like, take earrings out. I had to keep earrings in the helixes to, like, cover it up, but I couldn't, like, have
just
a naked
stitches
ear.
Right now?
Yeah, I have stitches in my ear. And so,
oh, be careful with your helmet.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of nervous. And so the conch got to the point where, like, it rejected the piercing, totally closed the hole,
oh my God.
And was just,
like,
this, like, big
if anyone doesn't
scar.
Like,
it's really nasty.
And such. Yeah. I'm so sorry, but...
Yeah, but, and my right one was totally fine, so I don't know what about it. Finally, I decide, you know, I'm gonna bite the bullet, I'm gonna go to a plastic surgeon and have them take these scars off of my ear. And so I did that a couple days ago. I had the appointment, and low-key, like, it actually hurt, because they just did, like, local anesthesia to numb my ear, but the, like, needles in the cartilage of my... Sorry.
I'm gonna stop you there.
Sorry. Anyways, okay, we don't need to get into the details, but, like, vomited. It low-key hurts, and now I have stitches in my ear, and I'm a little bit nervous about, like, seeing and putting a helmet on, but I think as long as I continue to take Tylenol, it should heal, and then my ear should be, you know, back to normal, but I'm a little bit, okay. I'm a little bit Vincent Van Goghing right now.
My goal of the week,
what, I had, it was my left ear, it looked like I had it banded, like it was cut off. That's anyways.
Oh my goodness.
My goal of the week, because we're going on, like, a 5-day ski trip with a group of 9 people, and also because we have about a 6-hour drive there and back, I just know myself to, like, especially with driving, get a little
cranky,
restless and cranky. And so my goal of the week is just to, like, be super chill, go with the flow as much as possible.
That's a really good goal.
I think it is, because, like, you have to compromise when you're on a trip with such a good group of people about, like, you know, what time do we want to leave, when are we all gonna be ready, what do we want to eat, what do we, you know, yeah. Like, they're just you gotta make some compromises.
Reading peanut butter and jellies,
awesome. And so I guess that's my goal.
We're gonna get some protein bars.
That's my goal, is to just, like, kind of be chill, be a bit go with the flow, and just enjoy myself and not try to not overthink any situations. What about you? Did you set a goal?
That's a really good goal, actually, for, like, the upcoming week. Yeah. But in general, after this week, I just need to get my life together, get my shit together, like, get on a routine.
It's really hard to do that when healthy. We keep leaving home.
That, like, yeah,
we
that's why
home
I'm
for,
like,
a full week at a time in a very long time.
Yeah. So that's what is gonna happen when I'm back. Awesome. Which it goes so far against what we're about to talk about, because my point with fucking New Year's resolution is, like, if you want to do something, don't put it off till New Year's.
Yeah, but you're not,
like,
putting anything off. It's just, yeah, given the circumstances, we've been traveling so much that we just haven't been home for a solid week or a solid month at a time to reestablish those routines. So
my point being, don't be like, oh, I'm going to start it on Monday. Like, if you want to, I don't know, do something, don't be like, oh, I'm going to start on Monday or New Year's. If right now you're like, oh, I'm going to do that for New Year's, like, there's still, we got a couple weeks to go. Why not get a bit of a head start? Things like that. My other point is, I feel like people seek out or feel forced to create goals that they don't actually want. And this goes back to the point of how to make your goal. Was that an episode we did? How to make your goals stick?
We've definitely had some goal setting episodes. I'm sure we've touched on this.
Yeah. Or the idea of you do the things that you really, truly want to do. And if you don't really, truly want to do them, they're just, you're going to find ways to not do them. So with a New Year's resolution, a lot of times it's goals that people feel like they have to do rather than really genuinely want to do. Yeah. And that's when they don't stick and feel like, oh my God.
So when we say fuck a New Year's resolution, we're not saying fuck the goal that you want to reach. We're saying get rid of that idea that you have to wait for a new year or a new week or a new start of the month or any of these, like, fresh start moments to start something, because you really don't. It doesn't matter if it's February 12th or January 1st or July 17th. Like, there's no special...
Just rattling them off the top of my head.
But there's no special day that makes something more valid or a better time for you to start other than your sense of motivation and your draw to that goal. And so with that said, you should also be aware of where is your motivation? What are you drawn to? So that you're setting goals that you actually want to accomplish and you actually want to move towards, instead of just saying, like, oh, it's the new year, I guess I should cut out coffee, I guess I should cut out alcohol, I guess I should start working out 5 times a week just because it's the new year, right? And we choose these cookie cutter things, whereas that might not be what is actually, like, meant for your life. And so how I would look at it instead is, instead of a New Year's resolution, like, I'm going to resolve to not drink too much caffeine in the new year. I'm going to resolve to do this is, like, how about a New Year's intention? How about a New Year's vision? I think that is, like, the better way to look at it in my mind. Is instead of, like, what don't I want to do this year? What do I need to start on January 1st? Is, like, what is my vision that I have for who I'm going to be this year?
Yeah. Granted, the new year, I feel like, in general, is a slower time, you know, between the holidays and New Year's Eve. Like, it's a slower time. It's a transitional period. People are kind of thinking and reflecting, and I think it's really
good and important to capitalize on that.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't have to be like, I have to do this. My favorite thing to do on New Year's, and I have for the past few years, is stay home, scroll Pinterest, make a little folder, just for fun. Have I ever looked at that folder? No. But it's still fun to, like, set a vibe. And then go to sleep at 8 p.m., but that's the point being, looking at the vibe, the energy, like, mm-hmm. a couple different buckets. We always talk about these buckets.
Yeah.
Which end up being, like, health and wellness, yourself, relationships, career, lifestyle, like, clothing, aesthetic, what, you know, you can go as far detailed as you want, but thinking through it in that sense and more of the vibe wise, we always talk about with goals, Karen and I, how my goals have stayed the same for years and they likely will stay the same for years, because when I think of my goals, I think of the macro things mm-hmm. rather than the little micro goals, which obviously play into supporting it, but those come in and out, they come and go. The macro goals are what are kind of gonna last forever. It's the direction, the intention, like the vibe of your life, and that is what is important to focus on and to be more nitpicky about or more aware of, like, oh, this isn't going well. This is real. Like, if the macro goals, the big vibes, the big buckets aren't going in the direction you'd like, that is when you should really put a lot of effort behind changing them. If the overall direction is going where you want it to be, you're getting healthier, you're getting fitter, you're having stronger relationships, you're liking the people who are in your life more, like, you're starting to like your job or starting to think about different career paths that you might like. Those are all moving in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
So even if your micro goals are maybe feeling like they're moving slower than you want them to be, or you're having a hard time setting those micro goals that you to finish, if it's health and wellness, if you're like, oh, I'm gonna run a marathon because that's healthy, but like, you're not a runner, you may still be moving in the right direction, you're trying to go in the right direction, but if those micro goals aren't working, you can switch those details.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about switching the macro buckets as much as it is about finding what little things are going to support that big direction and support it for you. Because there can be a ton of different people, obviously, moving to be healthier, moving to be fitter, or a better sense of self, but the specifics are going to be tailored to you.
Yeah.
Whether that be the schedule, whether that be the outcome, the destination, like the specific achievement that you want to go towards in that sense.
I think where we can kind of go wrong with New Year's resolutions or even goal setting in general is that we choose some arbitrary micro goal like that. Like, I'm going to cut caffeine. I'm going to train to run a half marathon or all of this stuff without really thinking about what the bigger bucket is that it funnels into. Whereas I think that we should go backwards when we goal set. And what I mean by that is start with your vision of who you want to be and what you want to be important to you in your life. So say you're looking ahead to 2024. Maybe this can start with, like, and Catherine said, scrolling Pinterest just to get the vibe, starting a board, saving things that you feel drawn to so that you can sort out, oh, I seem to be saving a lot of healthy meals. Maybe nutrition's really important to me this year. Oh, I seem to be saving, like, a lot of pictures with friends. It seems like relationships are super important to me this year. So you can start to see, like, okay, what am I really valuing right now and what are these buckets? And you can go backwards from that to say, okay, I want to strengthen my friendships this year. You can think about, okay, where am I at now? Well, maybe I feel like I have a couple good friends, but I am kind of out of touch, and there's this other group of people who I really like, but I haven't always been great about reaching out to that, you know? So you can kind of see where you're at now and what the gap is that you can bridge to get yourself where you want to go. From there, you can set micro goals that actually make sense to funnel into that relationship and friendship bucket that you want to fill. Mm-hmm. And then if you set a micro goal and it doesn't seem to be sticking for you, it's okay to change that, because you can understand that there are a lot of other things that are going to funnel in to that bucket. So say I want to find more friends. Maybe you've moved to a new city, maybe you're at a new school, or maybe you just want to find new friends in a different area. And so you set your micro goal as, I'm going to join a club, or I'm going to go to a workout class a couple times a week and always talk to the girls around me. Maybe that's not coming quite as naturally. Maybe you're going to workout classes and you haven't really met anyone that you've clicked with beyond that. Then, okay, you're not.
Do you want to learn a new language? Maybe for an upcoming trip, maybe to better connect with friends who speak other languages, maybe you just want a new skill. Rosetta Stone is going to help get you there.
When talking about Rosetta Stone, I always think about when we were maybe 5 years old and our dad started traveling to China for work. He used Rosetta Stone for Mandarin, and obviously Caroline and I would use it too, especially when we found out that we were going to move to Asia. That is such a core memory for me, and I can so vividly remember speaking into the computer, listening to the audio, and like matching it so vividly. And the best thing about Rosetta Stone is that Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership. So you can buy the program now and get forever access to all the lessons, all the languages, forever. So I've been using this lifetime membership to pick back up my Mandarin, and let me tell you, Rosetta Stone is incredible. The way that it is so immersive has me back to being confident in my Mandarin so quickly, and you can even start from scratch. Of course, they have 25 languages to learn, and it's immersive. You learn it naturally, and you should definitely check it out. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Girls with Goals listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
If you're in college or high school and are looking to build your credit up, then the Ambition Card by College Ave is for you. This is a card that helps you safely build a positive credit history while you are in college.
We talk a lot about financial literacy and making sound financial decisions. Cue literally every conversation we've had on dupes and making smart finance decisions ever. And building a solid credit history helps so much, especially when you can get ahead while you're in college.
The Ambition Card helps you prepare for post-grad living with no late fees, no interest charges, and no credit check to qualify. Making payments on time will help positively impact and build your credit score.
The Ambition Card is specifically designed to help you, not hurt you, and you may not realize how important building a positive credit history while in college is right now, but I promise once you've graduated and are looking into renting your own apartment, opening a new credit card, starting a business, asking for a loan for anything, car insurance, getting a new car, your credit history sticks with you and has the opportunity to get you good deals and loans in the future if it's good, which is why I think this Ambition Card is such an amazing opportunity to get ahead of building your credit and start strong.
It's easy to get started. You can transfer money to your account and even set your own spending limit too. You've got money goals, and the Ambition Card will help get you there. Check it out at ambitioncard.com. The Ambition Card is issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Results may vary. Credit history is impacted by a number of factors.
You're not doing anything wrong. You haven't failed that. You can think of, okay, what's another micro goal that I can set that's going to funnel into the same bigger bucket? So that's one example, but with that all said, I think it's more important to understand what your intentions are and what this bigger vision is, and then you can alter those little goals to get there, rather than you just saying, I'm going to meet new people, and then trying one thing, and then it doesn't work well, and then you feel like you failed, because you haven't failed. That just one thing didn't seem to fit, and we see that a lot of the time with fitness too, where the greater goal at the end of the day is to be healthy. So many people are going to have this greater goal to have health in their lives that are going to manifest in all different ways. It's never going to look the same from one person to the next.
And or so one you can phase try of life something. To the next.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So even if you're like, oh, last year I was big into lifting, like that's what I did and it worked and it stuck. And then this year, if you think, oh, I want to start running more, I want to get more into running, I feel like a lot of people are like, it's natural to make transitions on your focus.
Yeah.
And obviously you're going to still have a mix of the two. But when you make that change, that didn't change the overall goal.
Mm-hmm.
It changed the specifics on how you're going to get to that goal, but it didn't change the overall goal. And I think rebranding it like that makes things feel a lot more streamlined. It makes things easier to continue with. It makes it less like you're doing a million goals. Because like we said, you can do fitness, for example. If your goal is to be more fit, you don't have to say, Monday I'm going to run, Tuesday I'm going to lift, Thursday I'm going to go to a Pilates class, like blah, blah, blah. Schedule it out and like go so deeply into the details and have those details be your number one goal. Your number one goal is to be healthy. Those details are important. Having little goals are important to feed into that, but at the end of the day, you have to brand it and think about it as the overall theme, the direction, the vibe you want to go in, because that's what's going to help make it stick. It's going to help you not get overwhelmed. It's going to help you stay with it longer, because if you set a little goal, like say you want to lift a certain amount of weight or run a certain amount of miles, if you're working towards those goals, you're going to achieve that eventually. When you do achieve that, you can stop, be proud of yourself, But if that is your main goal, then you have to start from scratch and seek. It's going to take a lot of effort to, like, get another goal going. Whereas if you just have this overarching goal and think of it as this marathon has fed into my goal of health and having, like, an extreme level of fitness, you're going to put another one in there because you're just going to naturally do it. It's going to become right. part of your life a lot more easily. And right. it's a, I feel like it is a simple mind shift, too, that's going to make a bigger impact than you might realize if you're too focused on the yeah. little details. I also feel like it's really natural to be focused on the little details at the beginning of setting a goal or making this big direction change with the overarching buckets. But once you get a little bit more into that or do it for a longer period of time, because obviously someone who's been working towards health and fitness goals for years is going to naturally just know that they're feeding into this idea and direction of being fit. They'd be more okay with those small specifics changing because they know that it all feeds into the big one. It's not, this is the goal, this is the end right. all be all. And you end up doing way, way more when you think about yeah. it like that. I think initially it may feel like you're doing less because there are less specifics at the top. You put more weight into the overall vibe rather yeah. than the specifics, but like, it's going to keep on going, then you'll accomplish multiple things under that bucket.
Yeah, because it doesn't mean that you shouldn't plan things, because you guys know, and Catherine and I, like, we love to have a plan, and we love to honestly have those micro goals. Sometimes it can be very motivating, but at the end of the day, it's the bigger vision and the bigger vibe that matters most, and when you put the greater focus on that, you're always going to find a way to move yourselves towards it, because you're not going to say, oh, I am not able to get to the gym today, but my goal was to go to the gym for 5 days a week. I'm not going to do anything. When you have the greater goal of just being active and being healthy, you can say, oh, I'm not going to go to the gym today, but let me make sure I get a walk outside. Let me do this. Like, you're going to naturally be more okay with finding pivots and finding other ways to get somewhere. And I think that it also helps a lot with the natural flow of your life, because I've been working out independently consistently for years now, but it has manifested in different ways during different stages of my life, where sometimes I'm in a situation where I have the routine and the discipline and the motivation to be hitting the gym every morning 5 days a week, and then I've had other times where I'm traveling a ton and the best that I can do is just stay active day to day and make sure that I'm getting like a baseline level of activity. Then there's a time that we lived in Singapore and I had very limited gym access, and so I was just doing my best, and we would do swimming in the pool every once in a while to fill oh, that. I love like swimming. You know, there's all different ways that when you hold that greater value of being healthier, the greater value of having good relationships, mm-hmm. you'll find different ways during every phase of life to make it happen for yourself.
I think we always go to typically to like a gym goal or fitness goal because it's easy to put tangible numbers to it. But I think this has a huge impact with nutrition. It has a huge impact with relationships mm-hmm. or your relationship to yourself, because if your goal is to have better relationships, the number one goal isn't going to be, I want to reach out to people more or make plans more.
It's not numerical. It's a feeling.
I mean, you could be like, these are how I could do this. But even while you're working on the goal, I think it's not so structured. It's not cookie cutter. It's not black and white. There's no number to it. When your goal is to have better relationships, you can't say, I'm going to make 5 new friends.
Because that doesn't actually get your goal.
Yeah, that's
the numerical. Yeah, there's not usually a number to put to it. I know the traditional goal setting is like, you should be specific, you should be timely, and there's absolutely a time and a place for that. But I think when it comes to these greater buckets of life, that's not always very helpful.
No.
It's not always about the specifics. It's more about the overall feeling you get from this and the overall direction forward.
And how it keeps you going in that way. It's mm-hmm. like changes that make a long-term impact
yeah.
and become just a natural part of your life. So with relationships, no, you're not going to say, on Mondays, I'm going to reach out to new people. That's probably not going to get you to your goal because it's too structured and seems artificial. This could be, like Caroline said, I have met this person once and I think we really hit it off. Like, I think we would get along. Maybe I'm going to reach out to them. I'm going to DM them. Let's go get coffee. You know, finding ways to improve existing relationships. Or maybe it's one of our friends recently like moved to a new city and called me one day and was like, I don't really know how to make friends here. He works out, does things. So I was like, go to a workout class, like join a gym. Is there something specific that you want to do? And then you can lead from there. If you see someone, literally anyone, you can fumble the bag making friends. Like, you can Think this of your freshman true. Year of college. Like, no, you know, it took time for everyone to figure things out and for things to naturally shift. And so if you were using that example to be like, I'm going to make three friends this month and they don't stick. That's not a failure. That just is part of the process.
Yeah.
And so this may be telling your friends that you appreciate them more, asking them to do things. Maybe it's you typically hang out in a group and you want to foster better one-on-one relationships, so you hang out with people one-on-one or do different activities yeah. one-on-one. Those all go into this goal of having better relationships. And I know that was honestly one of my goals for this year. Not to say I didn't have good relationships, because I had good relationships, but I now understand them a lot better and appreciate them a lot more. And I mean, there are a few things that like got me to that point. Was I always conscious of doing it? No, but at some points I would be. It just over a time period happens. And I think the same thing goes for nutrition. Don't sit there and say, I'm gonna eat a salad every day, or I'm gonna eat this. Like, tell yourself you're gonna eat healthier. And maybe you have these benchmarks, maybe you have these it could be numerical, if it's like, I'm gonna hit this amount of protein, or I'm gonna eat this many vegetables. But are your plates looking colorful? Are you eating healthy? Because everyone knows the difference between something that's healthy and something that's not. Like, are you eating vegetables with your meals? Are you eating fruit? Like, are you eating protein and carbs? And like, is it at the end of the day balanced? These things have more to do with the overall vibe
mm-hmm.
than it does with the actual yeah. specifics.
So when it comes to thinking about the new year that's coming up in the next couple of weeks and all of the ways that you might be reflecting on your life or looking forward, where I would start is figuring out what you really want to value in this new year and who you see as your best self in this new year. And then something that Catherine and I talk about a lot is the idea of your greatest self and how you should be aligning that mm-hmm. with who you are. You shouldn't be imagining this highest version of yourself just to have it sit there and be an arbitrary thought. You should be imagining that highest version of yourself as what is possible for you to be and who you want to show up as. So maybe that's writing down every goal that you can even think of in your head. Like, when you daydream, where do you see yourself? Where do you want to travel to? What do you want to do with a career? What kind of things do you want to do with your friends? How do you want to feel? What are the things that you want to do in your daily life? What do you want to identify as? Even if it's not what feels true to you right now. It can start that way. It can start by scrolling through Pinterest and saving things that feel like that, and slowly you're gonna figure out what you continuously are drawn to over and over and what mm-hmm. these kind of buckets are, and then you can align yourself with that person, because a huge part of reaching any goal and a huge part of meeting this vibe that you want to create is believing that you're actually worthy and capable of being that person. Do it with the idea in mind that you can achieve that you are worthy of that you can be that type of person, without the pressure of I need to turn this around and be this right now. Just give yourself that trust that whatever I'm writing down, it is possible for me. Whatever I'm visualizing, it is possible for me. And the more that you do that, and the more that you have the trust and belief that those things can be true, the more that you're naturally gonna elevate yourself and be able to take action on them. And so what I did last year is, and I love this, it was such a fun activity, and I'm starting to do it again for this upcoming new year, is I started with a bunch of Pinterest boards, all different categories, you know, health and fitness, relationships, life, my own like wellness and clean vibes and all of that. And then, and travel, all the different travel clean things I wanted aesthetic. To do. And then I put together a Pinterest board that was visualizing my highest self in 2023. I printed off all these photos in all different buckets of life. And then I have it next to me because I want to look through, and because I haven't really revisited it in a second and see what came true. But I got a big blank book that I just ordered off of Amazon, and I glued all of these photos down kind of by pages of their category, so that just every once in a while, instead of putting the pressure on myself of like, I have to do more, I have to do this, and forgetting what my bigger vision was and just setting like goals just to set goals, I would look back at the photos in this book and it would re-motivate me and help me revisualize what I wanted to be. And so I've seen a trend going around social media of
what my vision board was for this year versus what actually came true. And I want to do that and look into what actually came true. And so before I do it to create the video, I figured I would take a look through.
I think Pinterest is, or like your Instagram Explore page is helpful. I don't typically revisit my Pinterest boards. I just save them. Mm. So obviously my Pinterest feed is going to look different than Caroline's Pinterest feed is going to look probably a lot different than some of our friends' Pinterest feeds, because whatever comes up is going to look normal to you. You're like, oh, obviously this is what's coming up because that's what you're interested in. That's what you like. But someone else is going to have very different obvious feeds because that's what's interesting to them. And so that's why I like looking at Pinterest, is because it gets curated and it almost tells you what you're thinking better than you can rationalize it yourself. So even though I don't go back and look through my like vision boards or Pinterest folders, it still feeds into the vibe, and I know mm-hmm. what vibe is in there. And okay. like Caroline said, it is motivating when you look at it, or like if I open Pinterest, I'm like, ooh.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's why I kind of liked this physical manifestation, because it wasn't like I was opening technology to relook at boards. It's like I kind of had it all laid out and I can just look at a giant page. And so looking at this now, it's really interesting because it's kind of hard sometimes, at least for me mentally, to put something down on paper, like as a goal, as a vision, and not feel like
it has to be
The perfect thing, and it has to exactly come true, because sometimes it's just the vibe and you're gonna do with it what actually your life look, and you're gonna manifest it in a way that actually works with your life and the way your life actually looks. But there are a lot of photos here that actually like very specifically seem like they came true, and then a lot of things that are just like vibes that might not necessarily be exactly what they were. So like more specifically, I had some fashion pages, and I have one and she's wearing a Chanel necklace, and I was gifted a vintage Chanel necklace this year, so that is like, you know, a physical manifestation of something. I also have a lot of photos.
It doesn't have to be that. It doesn't have to be like...
It of course doesn't have to be that.
That one-to-one.
I also have a lot of photos of like good manicures, because my nails have always been so bad. Like my nails have always been so dry.
Oh my God, Dad should have been a guest.
And I've been way better this year actually at that, especially in the past few months.
Please, next time you talk to Dad, ask him to send you his four quadrant page. I was sitting in his office.
He has a goal setting four quadrant. We were looking at it yesterday. He showed it to me before.
It's the cutest thing ever in my life. And I looked at one of them under the like personal section, because there's like health and fitness personal.
And he has like his cuticle nail health.
Yes.
Yes. No, I get it from him. Genetically, we have really dry nails. It's awful.
No, you have the same hands. I have the same hands as Mom, which I have really good, really good nails. Anyway, I think that he should be on this and talk about his goals, because they're actually hilarious.
Exactly. Well, so I have a couple of travel pages on here as well, and obviously they're from like different specific places, but I knew going into 2023 that I wanted to travel a lot, and I didn't know exactly what that would look like or how that would work. And so sometimes it can be scary, like putting all of this travel stuff down, because what if it doesn't come true? Then will I disappoint myself?
And
like,
what about it?
No. And what about it? So there are a lot of things here that I'm like, okay, I didn't exactly get to that place, but we traveled so much this year, like so much more than I could have even hoped for, which was amazing. And there's interestingly a photo here of someone like in a hoodie on the end of a boat reading a book, which reminds me, like, we went sailing in Croatia and I would sit on the top of the deck and read a book. So even though that's not the exact same thing. And there's some little tables that look like restaurants in Italy. There's also, it looks like I had like the Maldives on here and Greece on here. I didn't go to those places. I obviously have some gym photos on here, and I was consistent in the gym this year, even though life looked different at different times. A lot of like books and tea and cozy vibes, which I read a lot of books this year, and I think I did prioritize a little bit more self-care than before, even if it wasn't like always aesthetic and perfect and as beautiful as these sort of photos. And then I also had a career page of, especially with social media, like brands I wanted to work with, numbers I wanted to reach, and you know, there's a lot of numbers on here that I did not actually reach. And that's okay, because the point is not to check off every single photo, every single thing.
It's not about the actual
specifics. It's not about that, but it's about the vision that, like, I can move forward. And interestingly, there are a couple brands on here that I put down and that I ended up working with or getting gifting from and starting a relationship with them, even though there are some that I still didn't. some of those did come true. And then at the end of the day, you can also look back at something like this and say, oh, these things that didn't come true in 2023, now I can look at that and say, what still feels like something I want to visualize for 2024? Are there still things here that like are applicable? Because most of the time,
100% of the time, my Pinterest, like 2020, 2021, 2022, right, 2023, they're looking the exact right. same.
This 2024 is going to look
the exact same.
Exactly. So this book is not just a hard stop. Like, I have a lot of photos of the Eiffel Tower in Paris in there. I didn't get there in 2023, but who says I can't in 2024 and still visualize that and make it come to life, you know?
Aw, you didn't make it to Paris.
I know, but I'm gonna this year. I know it. I just have a feeling.
Is that on the top of your visit list?
I think I definitely do want to go to Paris. I don't know why I'm always clicking on photos of, like, the Eiffel Tower and of that. Even though it's not by the water, I think I always, like, idealize places by the water. But Paris, for whatever reason, is somewhere that I want to go.
I obviously, like, want to go, but I wouldn't say, yeah. like, a huge urge to. I have a huge urge to go to Morocco.
Mm.
Some of my, like, macro goals, I feel like with the gym and stuff, I naturally do better without putting huge specifics or like numbers to my goals.
Yeah.
So my goals
consistency I think is more important to you than being able to run at a certain speed or distance or lift a certain weight. Yeah. It's about the consistency.
Again, but that's also my personal preference. That's how I operate. If you operate by saying, oh, I want to run an 8-minute mile for 10 miles, like, and that's what motivates you, by all means, take that and run with it. I would do better being like, I want to be a runner. You know what I mean? And then naturally I'm gonna want to run at a steady pace for like the longest amount of time, but the tagline that would motivate me would be like, I want to be a runner.
Yeah.
Other things, I want to like wear real clothes and put together better clothes.
I think for both of us, fashion we've started to value more this year, and I can see it going like deeper into next year too.
I like things where obviously anything that is required of me to wear normal clothes, I like putting together fits for that. And Karen made fun of me. I know I've talked about it on here, but like,
what did I make fun of you for?
I do have a spreadsheet with all the clothing.
Oh, I didn't make fun of you. That's actually quite cool.
I have the clothing items I have and like outfits that I want to wear.
That's a really funny video. That's you should how make I of like, no, for... I'm super chill. And then it's like me writing down every item of clothing I have in my closet and every possible combination I could make.
This is true. Anyway, and then for the gym, rather than being like, this is the weight that I want to hit lifting, I want to be consistent with morning gym sessions again, like before work, before classes, before whatever, because that's what I like and that's what I like to do. So make plans more. I feel like I already do this. That was one in the I feel like we talked about this in some episodes of like making plans. I used to always have, maybe this was in high school when I didn't have the best of friends, or I feel like it comes naturally if you're more comfortable in the relationships that you have, but making plans and being the one to reach out or like plan things, not only does that help you get closer with people that you're not close with, but like with our best friends, I have a list of activities that we're gonna do, and of course we'll just like hang out normally, but if I want to have a spelling bee, like I'm gonna invite them to have a spelling bee, they will pull up.
This is something that I actually like want to see you do this year, because selfishly I want to be a part of it, but like I definitely want to see you host dinner parties and events and themed parties, and I want to be a part of it.
Not
like
that they're themed parties, but here are things that I told people the other night about the prank I want to pull on one of our friends. But I want to have a spelling bee. I want to have a night where we draw out of a hat and then everyone gets a name and we have to come dress. You remember when they did this for Kim Kardashian or
Chris is like everyone Jenner's comes birthday. Dressed as that one everyone person. Comes
yeah, but we would get like, oh, I drew
each person
I would,
has a different
yeah,
one.
I drew yeah. someone out of the hat and then you come dressed as them.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We hope that this gave you an idea of a bigger vision to set for 2024 and ways to go about that. We trust that 2024 is going to be an amazing year for all of you and for us as well, and we can't wait to spend it for you. Thank you so much for coming back, for supporting us in 2023, and continuing to listen and stick around and follow along in 2024. We're going to continue to be here for you, and we're so grateful that you guys continue to be here for us. We'll see you next Monday. Bye.
It's It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.